Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Well, the good news is that the Nathan's hot dog eating contest in New York will not be put down.
Good.
With a crowd still?
No crowd.
Okay.
What, are they going to put a plexiglass in between all the competitors?
Private location, fewer competitors to adhere to social distancing measures.
That same douchebag announcer?
Hopefully.
Yeah, you better stay about 12 feet away from somebody slopping down a dog. Jesus.
Yeah, they are disgusting. I'm always around the TV that day around noon. It's random, too, because maybe I'm just laying on the couch and nothing's really happening at noon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
watch it.
I watch it for a little bit, but I get sick to my stomach after about a couple minutes. It's just so gross.
But it only takes 10.
I know. It's just so gross.
It's a 10-minute competition.
I know.
It'll show up at noon Eastern time, July 4th, on ESPN.
Now, is that when they start scarfing, or is that when the pomp and circumstance?
Pomp and circumstance.
Because, see, that's the problem. I tune in at noon.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll check out something else, come back.
Oh, they announce everybody.
Yeah. Right. I missed it. Mm-hmm.
And he gives a bigger diatribe. But no crowd. Nobody's going to want to hear that guy. But he's going to be there.
I think it's going to make it seem even more disgusting when there's not a crowd.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I watch that and I'm grossed out by it, and then I usually end up having a hot dog later that
day. Well, I like hot dogs, but I like one or two, yeah. I don't like 40 in my face.
Yeah, you think I could eat 40 of these in 10 minutes?
I don't want to dip it in water either. You know?
That's the grossest part.
I don't want to dip the bun in water. You have to for these competitions.
No, obviously. I want to savor it.
Savor that bun. Yeah. Now I want a Bloody Mary, a waffle, and
a hot dog.
I want all three of those.
It is weird, though. Baseball games on the 4th of July are really the only times I crave a hot dog.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't ever make hot dogs.
I had a hot dog yesterday for the first time in a long time.
Were you at home?
No.
Oh.
They were just handing them out at the grocery store.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so
here, have one. Right off the grill.
That's weird. They're handing out food.
In
the COVID world, they're actually handing out food still?
Well, yeah.
And you ate it?
Because I don't see, I don't see the samplers out.
A full dog?
Yeah.
Not just a bite?
Full dog. Here, have a dog.
You take a bite.
Set a sample of a hot dog,
The guy take a bite and he hands it to somebody else. You take a bite out of it.
No, I pictured taking a hot dog and cutting it into 4 or 5 pieces and putting a toothpick in it, and there's your sample.
Oh, yeah. They sell hot dogs at grocery stores. They actually.
Full hot dog off the grill.
They're growing them out. I mean, grilling them outside and.
Yep.
And all free?
Yep.
Cool.
Could you taste it?
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Did you slap any condiments on it?
No.
Did they have any of those available for you?
I think they were there. Right, I didn't look.
Because you got to dress them up.
Oh, yeah.
The dog in and of itself.
I didn't.
Not that good.
I didn't. It was fine. I hadn't had one in so long. It was off the grill. There's extra taste
like
there,
the
you know.
Yeah, I like all that. Every time you show those Sonic commercials, those big loaded dogs. Like,
but I like the Chicago dogs with the little peppers on
I like them. Chicago dogs. Yeah. Yeah, I like those.
Sesame bun?
Sesame seed bun.
I can't say I've ever really met, you know, there's all those different styles of hot dogs. Whatever it is, they're pretty good.
Yes.
You know,
I'm with you.
There's not one style
like chili,
of hot dog.
I like
I would
cheese,
turn
I like relish, I like onions, I like ketchup and mustard, and I love Chicago dog.
Brats,
I'll
sausages.
Put ketchup on the hot dog. That makes people mad.
I know it does.
Like, why do you care what's on my hot dog? I'm not putting this on your hot dog.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do get offended if you put. Ketchup on, for instance.
They are passionate about that.
I like ketchup and mustard on mine.
Yeah, and a number of people will tell you that that's heresy.
I don't really care. I don't really care.
That's right. You're not a ketchup guy.
Yeah. Not at all.
If you don't put sauce on your hot dog, that would suck.
No.
Yeah.
That'd be gross.
Mustard.
Mustard's cool.
I like the mustard.
Now, coming off the grill, do you like them with a little bit of char on them?
Nah, not really, but I could eat them. I don't really hate anything when it comes to hot dogs.
I like a grill mark. I like
to see a grill mark on a hot dog.
I know people who would actually prefer them a little.
Yeah.
A little charred off the hot off the.
I'm
grill.
Like anybody else. Nah, I like them in a ballpark. I like them in a ballpark.
Yeah.
Wrapped in foil.
The foil helps.
Yes, it does.
It warms up the bun.
Yep. It does with crack too. Apparently, the foil helps.
Good. And meth. That's meth.
And meth. Yeah. And meth.
That was a violent segue.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Later this year, the International Space Station is supposed to get a new and improved toilet system. It's called NASA's Universal Waste Management System.
Yeah, it's probably hard to flush in zero gravity.
Yeah. Do they just throw turds into space?
No.
Turds in space.
The system is designed to bridge the gap between what they currently have and what humans will need to make extended trips to Mars, for instance. Waste management engineers.
I made an extended trip to Uranus last night.
That's a fun job title, waste management engineers.
Tell you this, though, I ain't flying Delta to Mars. They ain't serving any booze.
Damn right.
Well, that's out of the country. They'll give you booze out of the country.
Damn right.
Okay, that's right.
So waste management engineers have to protect both the Earth and the rest of the solar system from cross-contamination by living organisms. Waste collection and storage have a lot of cross-contamination, of course, since human waste is full of microbes. So future Mars visitors won't necessarily be able to take the approach of Apollo astronauts on the moon. They just left their waste there on the surface.
Little doggy bags of poop laying up there.
Yeah, current estimates suggest that Mars missions would need to manage about 600 pounds of solid waste, about 75% of which is water.
How do they manage the solid waste now at the International Space Station?
They say our future goals are to stabilize and dry the metabolic waste to make it microbially inactive and possibly reuse that water that we're taking out of the waste.
Grow
That's
potatoes?
Gross.
Yeah. Right now, they add stench-dampening charcoal to fecal containers and store those containers on the ship.
Where can we get some of that stench-dampening charcoal? We could use that around here.
We
haven't lit this
it's
place
the same
up in a
stuff
while.
That people are putting in the drawers now.
We haven't lit
the stench dampening drawers now that you can get at places.
Yeah.
But so you're telling me on a space shuttle or a spaceship, there's one room that's just full of poop cans.
I'm not telling you that.
In containers with the charcoal.
You think they call each other in? Check this snake out, dude.
I'm not telling you that, no.
I wrapped the bowl with that bear.
They have all this technology and they're
Does
taking
it look
dumps
like
on
Dad's collection of nuts and bolts? Bunch of butternut cans.
Open that one.
Stacked in a closet.
Oh no, that's the poop closet. Don't go in there. We just keep
pops
all the poop
out like
in
a,
there.
Pops out like a spring snake. Right, you know. Who opened the poop can?
The turlet currently on the U.S. side of the space station was designed in the 1990s. It can be clunky to use, particularly for women. They say it is sensitive to crew alignment on the seat.
Any guys help? Hey,
sometimes resulting in
two
messes.
Two astronauts, one cup.
So if you don't, on the current turlet seat, if you don't sit on it just right and your alignment is off a little bit, apparently it gets messy. Because you got to get the seal.
I do like turlet. Like we see turlet always have bread.
$9.99. Not sure what the hell just happened?
Yeah, join the club, pal.
We dare you to live through it again. Grab the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.